Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn zigzy people. Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday. I'm like itching to get to this show. There's all kinds of stuff coming in. Like I told you a couple of weeks ago, you know, we've obviously opened up another portal. And when we do that, really exciting stuff happens and new information comes in and new understanding comes in. And so, yeah, I'm going to get right to it today. It's a long story about how we arrived here, but the information has been made, and of course, this is incoming new information, which is going to expand, but right now, our understanding is that we have gotten to the core of most, not all, but most neurological problems, which includes bipolar and essential tremors and Alzheimer's and other things. So they want you to know that this affects your creation of divine right destiny. It comes mostly from our mothers, whose sole job was to look out for us and defend us toward all injustices of the world. So the energetic core that we are getting around most neurological challenges, I'm not a doctor, this is all energy talk here, is our constant and incessant focus on injustice toward other people, injustice in the world, injustice toward us, that in order for us to bring ourselves into neurological balance here, we have to eradicate the reaction or reactions toward injustice. Now, you can call it social injustice, they said, but actually, it expands out even more of that than that, but that's the easiest way you're going to be able to identify it. People are starving. People are having their rights taken away. People aren't being treated fairly. People are going into road rage with each other. All of those things that we watch on a daily basis are literally expanding the neurological challenges in our world. I get a big yes. Is that the highest understanding? Yes. So we, as directors of our own energy, are going to, at this moment, direct the eradication of the reactions toward all social injustices toward ourselves, the world, and others. So this is our clear direction, which means we focus now on the creation, listen everybody, the creation of seeing love. Where is love? Where is love playing itself out? Where is love apparent in the world? Where is love apparent in my life? So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around all of this. Now we've removed the boulder. We've taken off the dark glasses so that we can see clearly. Now we have to train our muscle, our brain muscle, our consciousness muscle, to focus on where the love is. I want to see the love. I'm choosing to see the love. And so it is. That's a pretty dang big piece of information right there, guys. Really big. And I can tell you, I've been working with it for a couple of days and have seen quite noticeable shift in some physical things. So, you know, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And if you have loved ones in your life or even acquaintances in your life that are dealing with neurological things, you don't have to explain it to them the way that I just explained it to you, but you can encourage them to look for the love. Okay, I've been creating. I've been a little creating fool here since we spoke last week. Our next webinar, because as you noticed, we didn't do one this month because I don't do it just for the sake of doing it. I have to wait and get a direction toward something. And a few days ago, it came in very clearly to do the next webinar on asking. Ask and you receive. We're not asking correctly. And so this whole webinar will be channeling where you're personally falling out, getting all the information, the blueprints around how to really ask for what you want. Now, they started with me. And they said, Dee, you are now, but you have not been asking with an open heart. And that made a lot of sense to me. Most of us ask for things because we don't have them, which means we're in a place of lack and need and sometimes hysteria. Please give me this. Please give me this. Please give me this. But that's not the vibration that you want to ask from. Remember, ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand. So we want to ask from a place of knowing, which means your heart has to be open so you're in alignment with the flow of already receiving it. So that's just a little precursor to what this webinar is going to be, July 21st, 7 to 9, as usual. If you go to imdwallace.com on the home page, it's there for you to sign up. And I'm very excited to announce this is the first time in 3 years I will have a training here at my house, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Creation Station. It's also offered on the homepage, so it's very easy to find. Here at my home, if you've never been to a training, guys, if anybody comes on today that's been on a training, speak up and let them know what an incredible weekend. And I just want to tell you, if you've done it before, do it again. The work has changed so drastically. We go into channeling. We're definitely going to go into the little child and the brain stuff, which we've never done before. How to know that you know, which is a huge part of doing this work, because so much of this work is channeling and trusting yourself. It is an amazing weekend. People who want to stay here, bring their sleeping bags, and we, you know, have all our meals here. And, well, no, we go out at night. But anyway, it is one heck of a weekend. So if you sign up, there are payment plans available on PayPal. If you don't know how to do it, email Joni at imdwallace. She will help you through it. But if you're interested in expanding yourself or this work or taking it out into the world and getting verified at all, then you definitely want to get signed up for this. Stephen, are we on? Because this little thing just popped on and said, I'm not connected. Are you there, Stephen? Oh, dear. Well, let me bring somebody on and see if there's anybody here.
We're here.
We're here. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to start with Jennifer in Indianapolis because that's who I clicked on. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am well, too. I have a lot of emotions going on. You're talking about some things going on with neurological problems, and I'm going through that with my mother.
Uh-huh.
And it's causing a lot of, I don't know if it's anxiety or just overwhelm for me. So I would love some guidance on what to focus on with myself or with her right now so I can have a little more peace.
Well, first of all, they're saying they gave it to you straight out. You're focusing on why did this happen to her, and this, you know, this is injustice.
Yeah.
Toward my mother. Right? And
yep.
I just have to say, guys, and I'm not directing this towards your mother, but they're reminding me to do this now, Jennifer. A lot of people are leaving, guys. A lot mm-hmm. of people, a lot of pets, a lot of energy is leaving the embodiment phase and going on. They don't want to deal with what a lot of us have signed up for. Okay.
I agree. And she wants to leave.
Yeah, okay.
Clear. She wants to leave.
I never want to actually say that. That's what I heard. But, you know, I don't offer that information usually unless people ask me directly, Jennifer. So she's tired, baby.
She is.
And they want to know. Yeah,
yeah,
and you're tired. Like anybody mm-hmm. that loves somebody, you're tired of seeing her being tired and suffering.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. And
which
so,
is
and because I'm her POA
yourself.
And all of oh, yeah, I know. And it's, well, it's wearing us both out. And it's causing me to not do so well in my own creation, my own life.
Okay, well, and you know we can't do that. If you start focusing on the negative in any other person or how they're bringing negativity into your life, you'll go down because you will stop creating yourself. So the highest word for you, Jennifer, is acceptance.
Okay.
Accept that she's making her way out in the only way that is, this is interesting, acceptable to her.
Oh.
The only way that's acceptable for her to leave is to get sick. Now, we understand that because that's what we were all taught. We know if we're ready to leave, we can lay down and decide to leave in a few days. We can do that. She doesn't have that belief system.
Okay.
And so you need to stand back, stay in love, and allow her to do what she needs to do to leave.
Okay.
Does that help you?
That does help me. It helps me. I guess I'm looking at this from a very overwhelmed point of view because
you're overwhelmed, Jennifer, because you keep going, I need to do something. You need to do something. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to, there is nothing to do except support her in this choice that she's made.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
Understand.
Okay. So your overwhelm will go away when you become at peace with allowing her to go through this creation of hers, which is helping her leave.
Okay.
I think you got a few months to go, baby. So
I do too.
This is your opportunity to truly walk what you have learned and stay in your own creation. Do you understand?
I do. I do.
Okay.
Understand.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you
that's
so much.
Yeah, that's everything. And I'm sure that helped a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jennifer. Okay, we're going to Kim in Phoenix. Hi, honey. You're on. Kim?
Hey,
you
Dean.
There?
How are you today? Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay. Man, leaving the planet, you are right. Man, a friend, wasn't a close friend, but she committed suicide and her memorial was yesterday. And, you know, my little girl, she's having a tough time with this, understanding why, but just
yes. Okay.
Trying to
so let's
work
go back
her.
To the last call, Kim.
Yeah.
In an interesting way, for your friend, that was the only way she could figure out to get out of here. Because
and that, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so for her it was the right thing to do. You're
mm-hmm.
grappling with all of your religious teachings and societal teachings, you know, about what suicide means. Suicide
yeah.
is, I mean, I know I'm going to probably get in trouble here, but what they're telling me right now, it's another choice. It's another
oh, that-
choice. And now they're taking me into EST. That when I did EST, because they talked about suicide in EST, and that suicide is the ultimate FU. They're free, and everybody else gets to get stuck with the guilt and wondering what they could have done to have helped them so they didn't do this. And the answer is nothing. Everybody gets to create the way they want to create, which doesn't mean you're not there to support them in a different choice if that's what they want. But when my dad killed himself, you know, I remember the counselor coming in to talk to the family. And the first thing he said was, I don't want any of you to feel guilty. There's nothing you could have done. When somebody really wants to complete this, they do.
Yeah.
So we need to look away from this injustice. This
Ooh.
Is what the channel was talking about with all this neurological stuff. You see,
yeah.
the first two calls, there's injustice, physical injustice toward a person, there's mental and emotional injustice toward the person trying to take care of them, there's guilt injustice that you're dealing with, you know, instead of, okay, where's the love? Well, she's free. She's free from her pain. She's free from wondering if she's good enough. She's free. Focus on the fact that she got what she wanted, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
She made the choice she wanted to make.
Yeah.
So
I
if we
that.
Hold on to the drama, that's our choice.
True. And I had a weird dream last night I wanted to ask you about. The door, the sliding glass door in my house, it kept falling apart. I kept trying to open it, and it kept falling apart. And I
yeah, well,
put it back
you.
Together again.
That's you.
So, oh, well, I figured as much, because you say everything in a dream is who
well,
you
that's
are.
That's the way I look at it, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course,
so,
I always tell you guys you're your highest answer, so you go to you. So
mm-hmm.
this is a perfect example, you see. You're trying to say to yourself, Kim, you don't have to fall apart over this. That's an old pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That's a taught reaction in the water in the cells of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't have to fall apart about it. You have to accept it and
yeah.
bless her for the creation of her life that she wanted.
Okay.
Okay. That
you bet.
Yeah, you bet, sweetheart. Don't put yourself in shackles around this, because you can live in them for the rest of your life.
No.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
No. So what do you want to do?
I want to move forward and create an amazing life for myself.
Okay, great. So we're going to look for where the love is in every situation this week. We're going to look for where the love is. Whether we think it's positive or negative, I guarantee you there will be love there. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
You bet. Thank you for talking to me, Dee. Bye.
You bet, sweetie. And we're going to Karen in Canada. Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Karen. Hi, baby.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, long time on here. Thank you so much. What an amazing show. It's all synchronicity, isn't it? Love it.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. What can we do for you, honey?
Well, things have been pretty amazing. You know, we're starting to reconnect as a family, and I spoke to you last year about a son who had left his marriage and joined with his new lady, and we were all showing up in love and just finally starting to get going, and we had a dance recital where all showed up, the mother and the mother-in-law, and somehow a mix-up happened where my daughter-in-law bought tickets and the mother-in-law and the ex-wife were in front of my son and his lady, which hurt my son, and I understand that. But then the new lady, they're going to get married in August, turned to my other daughter-in-law, threw her the finger, and sent her a nasty text because she took it as a direct, like an intentional action to
hurt
them.
Well, that was childish, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I said to her, nothing was intentionally done. We all showed up in love to be there for the two girls dancing. And I said, I'm sorry that you felt that way. Well, she took it on as her intention to prove to my son that we're all everything that she wants him to think we are. And he...
Yeah, okay. So, Karen,
yeah,
what's your question?
Yeah.
What's your question?
As a mother... Because I was up all night thinking about it, and I know it's always about showing up in love and learning the lesson of what this is mirroring to me. However, do I go in love, or do at some point does this young lady need to experience the consequences of her action? Because my son's trying to show up in love, and she's always looking to show him that we're not
yeah.
what we are.
Okay. So, Karen, I'm just going to give it to you exactly how I'm hearing it. This lady has very dark energy. She has a lot of dark energy attached to her. She can bring a lot of dark energy into the family if you let her, which you know you don't have to do. You don't have to see where we're – what a show. My God, this whole show is showing us how we're seeing the injustices.
Yeah.
You know,
and we get it, because we're trying to show her love, and it's like,
but
you can't experience love if you choose to view every situation as not love,
as an injustice, exactly, which is part of asking. So your job is, no matter what she does, to focus on the love. But do we have permission to do this, and we have permission from the woman to do it? Okay. On her behalf, I would spend a few days doing the claim and the direction that I gave you all last week Well, there's two. On behalf of whatever her name is, I make this claim. I ask to be free, clean, sorry. I ask to be clean of all negative entities and energies now. I command you back to the light. And then they also want you, and of course, all of this is done with an open heart. I release you to your own divine I am presence. That's a really important one, guys. That means, and that's great, Jennifer, for your mother, and great for the woman who committed suicide, the friend who, I release you to your own divine I am presence. I release you, in other words, to how you want to create yourself. Not, you're not going to change her. You can't help her by helping release some of this dark energy. My, where they want to go right now is, pardon me, why the hell your son is so attracted to this dark energy? We have permission to do this. Yeah, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
On Golden Pond.
Okay. He's all into saving her. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why he's attracted. Boy, do I know this one well, guys. He's the light, and he is attracted to help this darkness. I had to learn this lesson, and it's not an easy lesson to learn. But you can't save everybody, guys. And you certainly, the only way that you can affect the darkness is to be the light, hold the light, and not focus on the darkness or the injustice.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I gave you two things, physical, emotional, spiritual things you can do, Karen.
Okay.
But you, your gift here is to learn not to focus on that, because you see, you want to save her so you can save him. You want to make it all nice so that your son wins.
Yes.
Maybe your son's lesson, even if they have to get married and ultimately separate from each other, he's got to learn that you can't save the darkness. If somebody has chosen to take energy and focus it in a dark way and continually see the injustices, not up to you to save them or change them.
Exactly.
Let everybody listen to me. Your job here is to create you. And you will not get what you want when you are focused on all the crap. Okay? Your job is to hold the light and keep creating you, Karen. All right?
I love you, Dee. Thank you again.
You bet.
Always.
You bet. You bet. My gosh, you guys, this, what a freaking amazing show. Holly in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I've lost 3 cats and 1 more missing in the last few months, and work injustice. I'm being transferred farther away, and lots of changes going on. So just wondering if you have anything.
Okay. Yeah, so basically your life to you looks like it's falling apart and not working, and what the hell are you doing wrong? Am I accurate?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so they're going to asking, and we're going to go to where you're falling out. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Love Boat. Not exactly a movie, but.
Well, they'll take it. Okay, you're not asking from a place of having fun.
Yeah.
Asking, and basically what my channel is saying is you never ask unless there's anxiety. And the anxiety is what makes you go, oh, well, I'm going to ask for something because, you know, I can't do it this way anymore. Can't take this anymore. So your asking is coming from a place of anxiety. Hello out there. Is everybody listening? Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, not the vibrational alignment where you get what you want. Let me explain to you that if you're in anxiety while you're asking for what you want, what the universe hears is, what I want puts me in anxiety. Do you follow that, Holly?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your cats left because they knew it was time to leave. You were using them to soothe you instead of learning to do it for yourself. If this is not resonating, please stop me.
Well, they kept me entertained, and they were always sweet. Yeah.
And they relieved your anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to learn how to do that for yourself, baby. Now, if you consciously get your next cat, and go, you know what? I am choosing to be more peaceful and in alignment. And what's the opposite positive word of anxiety for you? I'm going to get you, little kitty, because I'm choosing to hold myself in a peaceful place. And I know cats do that. That's different than going to get a cat because you're anxious. And you know it'll make you feel better. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah, okay. I actually rescue ferals and strays. And then I have a couple that I've had for years. But...
yeah, because you see, you're rescuing the injustice. Who's rescuing Holly from the injustice? Nobody. Because
no.
Holly's not, you know, rescuing herself. But they're saying, Holly, you haven't even said what you want. You haven't asked or claimed or demanded what you want from your work at all. Is that true?
Seems like I have, but I keep getting the injustice. I'm being sent away now, actually. I think it's a punitive thing, and others do too, that are in this little ring, but...
oh, so you all are commiserating here?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, a big thing just came up, and like 15 people were told that they were moving without much logic in the reasoning.
Okay, so there's the injustice again.
Yeah.
Are you having any neurological, it's not much, but are you noticing any neurological stuff going on? Nervousness, which would be anxiety.
There's some of that. Epstein-Barr chronic fatigue has kicked up. I'm more tired. I'm going to be driving longer. I already drive an hour and a half. I'll be driving two plus.
Okay.
And I'm not getting stuff done.
So they're taking me to the core belief, I'm scared to death to be here. Where would here be? Here is a positive. So I'm scared to death to be, I'm scared to death to be peaceful, and I'm scared to death to let life flow, and I'm scared to death to have it all easy, because if I don't work really hard and be anxious about stuff, I don't get what I want. Again, back to asking. So they're already starting the webinar for us here. So let's go to your mom. This was modeled to you as a little girl. Okay? I have to be anxious. I have to worry. That's how I create stuff. Is this resonating, Holly?
She was like barely here. Yeah.
So checked out.
Yeah, she checked out.
Yeah.
Way.
Well, you're checked out in your own way. Mm-hmm. They would like you to become very present and do what you know to do. Get yourself in alignment. Write down exactly what you want. Know that it's possible and that you deserve it. And then turn it over. Ask everybody to come in and help you create it. But you've got to be clear of what you're asking for.
Yeah,
and
I
peaceful in the asking. Baby, look, I'm going to say this to everybody. If you're not getting what you want, you're dropping out somewhere.
Yes.
So it's fine to go, I think I am, that I get a yes on. And when I say you are, it goes right to no. So they gave you where you're dropping out, Holly, and that's what
okay.
you need to bring into alignment before you ask again.
All right.
Are you clear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you, darling, for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
I know we got some tough love going here, but man, man, oh, man, oh, man, what a show. Coral in Wisconsin, baby cakes, you're on.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hi.
So I, after last week's show and the about the not receiving what you expected, and I've also been going through Marilyn Janae's program, I was at an event this week that should have been like the biggest event of the summer for me. And, you know, I was struggling in the beginning of it. I was very excited working up to it, but then when it actually started, there was some kinks, bumps in the road, and it wasn't turning out the way that I wanted. I was listening to the show, and I went back in, grounded, was breathing, and I asked for what I wanted. There were some shifts, but not really, and I just kind of, I was trying to stay focused on being in positive energy and being that magnet, you know, drawing things to me and receiving, and I basically made back the money I invested, but there was no profit, which clearly wasn't the intention. And I'm so totally, I already have it on my calendar for next month because I feel like that was also what I was asking for, was, you know, some help with that. And I'm just wondering, there is something obviously wasn't coming together with it.
Yeah, okay, there's two things they want to give you. Sheets, book, give me a movie, please. Okay. Forrest Gump, what a perfect movie for them to give you, is all about everything in his life fell together because of his naivete and just being excited about life.
Okay.
Okay. So I think it's a true statement, Miss Coral, that that wasn't the case in your energy when you went in, when you started it, yes. But the closer and closer and closer it got, the more anxiety came in about, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen the way I want it to happen? Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the first thing, guys. Again, back to asking. Open heart. You ask with no intent, no attachment. You ask as if it's already happened and you're joyful and having fun with it. See, the fun, when people started not responding and you started going, this isn't going to be the way I wanted it to be, your fun dropped out. Is that true?
Yes. Well, there were some other factors because I had some people that were working with me that were very clearly holding lack, focus
well,
on lack.
Well, and who chose those people?
I did.
Okay. Well, no.
Well, and that,
let's just stop there for a minute, guys.
Okay.
You know? You rise to the occasion of the people that you hang out with. If you don't want to get lack, then you don't want to go into business with people that are in lack.
Well, it cleared itself up very quickly because she couldn't. it was like she could only make money from her job. She couldn't see herself making for money from here, and she basically asked.
And neither can you, Coral. Neither can you.
Well, and I that was where it was weird, because that was where all of a sudden I'm like, you know what, I really need some help. And I went and I hadn't listened to last week's show. All of a sudden then I listened to it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I needed. So I went in, and there were other things, because there was a collective consciousness at this event that every year it rains, it pours, it's bad weather, blah, 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 which happened.
Well, sure.
And I could see what was going on energetically, how this was coming about. And then when I listened to the show, it was like, okay, this is what I needed. And I went in and, you know, did the asking. And there were some beautiful things that happened on the rainiest day of the event, which I was actually all by myself because there was no use in anybody else being there. And then I felt like, okay, I refocused. And then with the rain, it was so cleansing. And
I'm going to teach a really important lesson here. That's where you want to stay, Coral. There just wasn't enough time to turn everything around the way you wanted it to be. But you got the lesson, and the lesson now is to stay in what you got, because whatever shift you made was the right shift. Now,
okay,
don't discount it because there just wasn't quite enough time to turn it around. It's like, okay, I learned my lesson here, I learned my lesson here, I learned my lesson here. Next time, I'll bring these lessons into what I'm creating. Don't throw them out with the bathwater, is what they're saying. They want to go to the second thing. And we're going to the sheets. Are we going to core belief? Yes. This page here. 17. Okay. As it's written, it's, I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. But they're tweaking that to, I have to kill myself to take care of myself. So.
Okay, that was, yeah. I can see that happening this week, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, other people aren't going to come through for me. I got to do it all myself. I got to work hard. I've got to take financial hits. I've got to kill myself just to take care of who I am. So that is, before your next event, that's what you want to shift. That I can do this easily and effortlessly. There's a lot of places you can market that you haven't. A lot of and one of those places is social media that you have not taken advantage of. So,
okay.
A lot of times, guys, and I'm guilty of this also, we think, because in our minds we do so much, but ultimately we haven't taken half the steps we can take.
Okay, now I have a question about that, because what I do is body art at events. So
it's what?
I was at a large music festival, and I do body art like henna and temporary tattoos and things like that at events.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much, you're at the event, you either see it or you, I mean, so when you're saying marketing, I'm not sure what they're,
well,
I mean,
okay,
with other
for
things,
example,
I can
did you put it
is,
out?
But not with their henna.
Did you put it out over Twitter and Facebook? I'm going to be at this event. You know, here's a sample. Come by, and it's an amazing experience. And did you put it out?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, there's one example.
Okay.
If people don't know I'm going to be at a science fiction convention and be there for a personal appearance, why the heck are they going to come see me? They don't know I'm there. Their awareness, I have not come into their awareness.
Okay.
Okay. So I have to move on, Coral. They've given you a lot of information.
Can I
here.
Get one more piece of clarity? It's about the word want. Because I have learned, or what I was told, is that the word want is really
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm not in agreement with that. It's the energy behind it. if you say want while you're in alignment and feeling good and peaceful and excited and happy and having fun, that's a lot more powerful than saying I have while you're in anxiety and doubt.
Okay.
It's the vibration that's important.
Okay. Thank you.
Good question. Thank you, darling. Good luck. You can
do
this.
Thank you. Love you.
You know, Coral, just think about how many fun ways you can get out and say, look, world, here I am. Thank you. Okay. Kathy in Seattle, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Such perfect information for me today.
Well, of course.
Yes. Everybody came up with some really good stuff. A lot of it was touched on when you were talking about the ask and receive, which I'm trying to get signed up for here as soon as I can get onto your website. But and so you answered a lot of those questions because it came up with everything you talked about the injustice and then betrayal and disappointment and that type of thing. So that being said, just now that I have that information and some more clarity around it, is there something else that I need to get in place just to get out of the funk that I got in this past week?
Yeah, and I swear to God, that's the first thing they gave me. Love yourself.
Yeah, I got that too.
Well, you are your highest answer, you know.
Right.
So let me just ask everybody, and everybody answer. Is it loving yourself to go into a funk and be shitty and stay there?
Of course not.
Of course not. So what do? Kathy, you know this work. What do if you're in a funk?
You drop into your heart. You open your heart.
Yeah. And it's perfectly fine to go, look, I walked myself through this morning. Usually I wake up and I'm just full of love and light and God and happy and joy. And I woke up and I was kind of funky. And I laid in bed and I opened everything, my heart and my chakras, because I don't ever get out of bed until I do that. And that, by the way, is on every e-blast on one of the side little links that I gave you so that you guys can download it or copy it or whatever you want to do. So it's there for you. So I thought, I feel, and I use that word, I feel funky. I don't feel bright like I usually do when I wake up. What's going on? And wow, I had not made this connection till this second. What was going on is that there are a lot of problems and challenges and heart-rendering things that are going on with almost everybody in my family. And I had started to take it on. So I'm asking you, Kathy, where is the core of your funk?
When you said that, I'm going, okay, I need to look at this closer.
Because
okay.
It's family oriented.
Some family stuff came up, which was another thing too, was part of that whole disappointment and that type of thing. So,
yep, the injustice stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Which weakens our energetic system, which affects our nervous system, which can affect our neurological system ultimately. When you're depressed, your neurological system is functioning differently than when you're in joy. You know that. Your whole body functions differently.
Of course.
Okay, so you find out what the source of the funk is. You mine yourself and you go, uh-huh, okay, well, staying in this funk and staying in reaction to this injustice is not going to create me, my life, or the life I want for anybody if I stay here. So
right.
I'm going to get myself back to neutral. I'm going to get myself back to objectivity, and I'm going to focus clearly on what I want without being vibrationally involved in it. Be in the world, but not of the world. Does everybody understand what I mean when I say that? Be in the world, deal with the world, see what's going on in the world, but don't get immersed in the vibrational garbage of the world.
That I do pretty well. I think it's my own inner world that I tend to take over that
same
way without being
Kathy.
Objective. Yeah,
but it's
right.
The same thing. It's the same. If you're in reaction, you're in reaction.
Exactly.
And if you're in reaction, my beautiful people, you're out of creation. Okay?
Exactly.
All right,
thank
darling.
You
bet.
Love you.
Love you too. All right. Susan, you're up. What's up?
Oh, hi.
Hi, babe.
Well, yeah, I'm in the, I got a kitty.
Good.
And,
it's the right kitty. Absolutely the right kitty.
I was trying to hold him last night, and I held him too long, and he bit me. That wasn't very nice, so I had to train
him
not to
bite. What's he trying to tell you, Susan?
He was trying to tell me that he needed to get down and be, you know, away. And, you know,
and that you cannot depend on him. You cannot depend on him. You cannot depend on him.
Okay.
For your comfort. You get yourself in alignment and happiness and joy, and you watch him come to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because he loves to play, and right now he's laying on my bed, quiet, and he likes to come up and cuddle and stuff.
Yeah, and there's also a period of adjustment, you know?
Yeah.
Like any of us, we have to adjust to our surroundings. So he's full of love, this little guy. Just, you know, he's there to teach you freedom.
Yeah,
okay.
I was concerned about my hand. I soaked it in Epsom salt and put some weird...
just disinfect it, honey.
Yeah, I'm treating it, and I think it's going to be just fine. I don't think I, you know, need to go to the hospital with it. He was like, enough. I walked down. I'm like,
yes, that's what he was telling you. Don't smother me. Okay.
So.
Yeah, this is a good lesson for you. Don't make a big thing out of it. Just get the lesson and move on.
Yeah, I'm just right now. I'm just laying in bed. I'm very tired still. So I'm just resting. You know, the way I've been. You know, they said just take it easy and you know.
That's right.
I've been laying in bed.
Which is what he's telling you, too.
Yeah, because he's laying right here next to me, so.
And he can support you without you smothering him with love.
Okay.
Okay.
I will remember
that. All right,
darling. Thank you.
You bet. Love you.
Love you.
Okay. And we're going to, Alberta, you got to talk fast because we're almost out of time.
I shall, and what an amazing show.
Thank you.
I'll make it quick. I'm feeling very tired, and I don't know what part of the body where the energy may be blocked.
You're resisting. Tired is always resisting something. And they're saying the highest word is freedom. So where in your life are you resisting your freedom?
Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna...
where are you looking at injustice, Alberta? Because if we're... Yes. Bingo. That's why you're tired. So if we're looking toward injustice, we are resisting our own freedom, and we're going to be a lot more tired, guys.
So by doing that phrase, I release to you, to your own divine, I am present, like I would use that for him?
That would be a perfect thing to use him as long as your heart is open and you mean it.
Okay.
It's not just words.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm driving to a funeral yesterday, and the brakes went on my car. What message does that be? In one
you
word
don't,
or two.
Well, anything with a car is you don't want to get where you're going. So the highest suggestion they're giving me for you is looking away from death and ignoring its existence.
Okay.
Does not make it go away. we have to look at death. It's a part of life. It's this part of the circle of life. And in this community, we know that when our body dies, we don't. So
yeah.
Also
yeah.
Point in a lot of our lives, you know, because a lot of you are 50, at least 50. And this society starts focusing on death and dying as soon as you turn 50. If you're not conscious of that, you will resist it subconsciously instead of going, yeah, I know, everybody dies. And it starts
yeah,
to
but
happen
I don't
more.
I don't plan to die. I plan to be around for a few years. That's not on my radar.
I get a yes on that, but the last statement is incorrect. It is in your radar because it's in your life.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just saying, guys, well, that's not going to happen to me. That's not going to, you know, this isn't my plan. That can be as much denial as it can be acceptance and knowing. It's the energy behind it. So
okay.
Just.
So if I ignored my son, would that be like just let him be doing
no,
something and not?
No,
okay.
You don't ignore it. You accept it and love him and support him and allow him to create his own life.
Okay.
Okay. Because you
Thank
cannot
you so much for saying...
save him, Alberta.
Okay.
Okay,
so it's
baby.
It's fine to keep in touch and call him.
It's fine to do that. If that comes from a loving place that makes you feel good and empowered. And if it
okay.
doesn't, then it's not. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
then.
You so much for taking my
you
call,
bet.
My dear.
You bet.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Again, another show. I wish we had 2 hours instead of one. Please sign up for the next webinar. You can see from this show how much information is going to come in to help us get clear about what we're doing or not doing. And please, guys, if you're called to it at all, please make a plan to join me in November for this new training. First one in 3 years. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Come on. Come on, everybody. I love myself. I love myself. And I love myself more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.